Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Video games are all about spinning illusions. The illusion of choice, the illusion of power, the illusion of agency. Developers try their hardest to make players think that they're not on a carefully curated journey, which, of course, they definitely are. In the best games, this magic trick is pulled off perfectly, and in a lot of cases, you don't even realize that it's happening right in front of your eyes. So, with that in mind, I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game moments you didn't realize were tricking you. Number 8, James's body is everywhere, Silent Hill 2. Silent Hill 2 isn't just one of the best horror games of all time because it features spooky monsters, but because those monsters actually mean something. Here, the things that haunt the foggy town of Silent Hill are all manifestations of protagonist James Sunderland's inner fears and the guilt he feels over the death of his wife. Now, a lot of this has become the stuff of horror legend over the years, with the likes of the seductive nurse monsters and the iconic pyramid head all being analysed in terms of their symbolic value. There is another, more subtle way that the game tricks players into feeling uncomfortable about the character they're playing as, though. See, as you walk through the town of Silent Hill, you'll occasionally see the remains of its other victims. You know, dead bodies strewn across the pavement, covered in blood. It turns out, however, that these bodies are actually exact replicas of James's own character model. Consequently, the player isn't unsettled only because they're seeing the aftermath of violent acts, but deep down, know they're being shown the death of the character that they're struggling to currently keep alive. Man, what a game. Number 7, Affection Points in Chapter 14, Final Fantasy VII Remake. A lot of RPGs track your decisions and actions in order to slightly change the experience and award the player with suitable consequences, and Final Fantasy VII Remake is no different. In this title, however, there's actually a whole hidden mechanic dedicated to deciding how one scene in particular plays out. Throughout the experience, the player gets the chance to talk to and bond with their party members, including Tifa, Barrett, and Aerith. And the game actually tracks which of you prefer spending time with, awarding you with affection points for completing specific quests tied to them. These points affect some cosmetic changes, but they also dictate which touching scene players will get in Chapter 14. Each character has their own unique interaction, but you only get one per playthrough. Number 6, purposefully misplaced objects in the opening, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. It's probably not a surprise that Metal Gear Solid 5 features a lot of sleight of hand. After all, this is a game where series creator and all-around madman Hideo Kojima concocted an entirely fake development studio to announce it without actually revealing that it was in fact a Metal Gear installment. Kicking things off following the end of Prologue Ground Zeroes, MGS5 opens with Big Boss recovering from his wounds in a hospital. It's unclear where he is, how long he's been there for, or who this weird bandaged man is that's helping him escape. The scene is supposed to throw you off and make you think that something isn't quite right, and that feeling carries down to even the most unassuming of background details. Speaking about the scene recently on Twitter, Kojima explained that he placed multiple misleading elements in the environment, including changing the map of Cyprus on the wall so that, at a glance, it might be mistaken for a map of North America. These strange details are all over this introduction, and you probably never even realized. Number 5, This Isn't Your Life, Before Your Eyes. Okay, so most of this list has been made up of tricks that people didn't discover until ages after the fact. However, I did want to throw in one that represents those games that actually reveal the trick to you in order to deliver a killer twist. Before Your Eyes is a hugely inventive game chronicling the life of a dead man named Benny. In the first scene, you pick up as Benny, currently awaiting judgment in the afterlife, forced to relay his entire life to the otherworldly ferryman. The player is then taken on a trip down memory lane, with the gameplay being centered entirely around their blinks. See, every time you blink in real life, time progresses in the game, and Benny gets a little bit older. Across this first hour, you'll get an insight into his life growing up around his encouraging but demanding mother, his failure to navigate a friendship with a troubled neighbor, as well as an illness that puts Benny out of action for a whole year. Fortunately, he gets better after this, and later we see him growing up to be a successful painter before mourning the death of his mother later in life. Then, however, it's revealed that most of what you've seen is just a lie. This is the life that Benny wished he could have had, as it turns out that he actually died when he was just 11 years old, and worries that he failed to make the impact he wanted on the world. Consequently, the player is then thrown back into the game to see things as they actually happened, now knowing that they'd been tricked by this story previously. Number 4, the scaling difficulty, Resident Evil 4. When it first launched, Resident Evil 4 only had one difficulty available to players who hadn't yet beaten it, normal mode. Consequently, a lot of fans naturally assumed that they were getting the exact same experience as their friends, you know, each encountering the same ebbs and flows in difficulty. That, however, couldn't be further from the truth. See, Resident Evil 4 features a system called Game Rank, which is essentially a hidden program that's constantly scaling the game's difficulty depending on what exactly the player is doing. If you're doing too well and blasting your way through with ammo to spare, the game will notice and make enemies tougher and ammo more sparse. If you're restarting from the same checkpoint over and over though, it'll recognize that too and make enemies easier to handle and ease off the pressure. And it's a testament to just how well this system works that players didn't even realize it existed for years. If you don't know it's there, you probably won't notice that elements are being altered in real time, depending on your skill. So while Resident Evil 4 is a great survival horror title all around, it's this system that keeps it paced so tightly, dishing out defeats and rewards when they'll be the most satisfying. Number 3, choosing a vehicle is meaningless, high octane. In a great thread on Twitter a few years ago that saw developers revealing gameplay secrets that most of us players are never supposed to know, there was one that was particularly jaw-dropping. Now, long-time gaming fans might remember High Octane, a sci-fi racer all about going fast around futuristic, pod racer-esque tracks while launching missiles at anyone who dared try to catch you. Take just one look at the gameplay and you pretty much know what you're in for. Interestingly though, the game had even less depth than first appeared. Like most races, players were given the choice between a bunch of vehicles to pilot before they jumped into a race, all with their own unique appearances and stats like weight, firepower, etc, etc. It turns out though that these stats were actually completely meaningless. According to game designer Alex Trowers, the devs just slapped the different stats on without changing anything to the vehicles under the hood. Number 2, Lisa is always behind you, PT. Another Kojima entry, in his Twitter thread about all the details in MGS5, the acclaimed director boasted that he'd gotten a lot more subtle with his trickery by the time it came to announce PT, and boy, was he not wrong. From its mind-blowing announcement to the obscure puzzles that most fans simply gave up on to watch on YouTube, this small but effective teaser continued to peel back layers long after its initial release. In fact, it was just last year that it was revealed that the game's only enemy, a ghostly apparition called Lisa, is even more terrifying than initially thought. That's because when she's not trying to pursue you or ominously staring at you from the floor above, I hate that by the way, Lisa is literally behind the player following them around. This was only revealed when someone modded the game to see the camera from outside the first person view and realized that the Lisa character model was attached to the player's back. So now you know the next time you're playing or watching the game that if you think you can feel her creeping up behind you with her breath in your neck, well, you're not imagining it. Number 1, the gatekeeper tax, Elden Ring. So obviously Elden Ring hasn't been out that long at the time of recording, so big spoilers here for one certain NPC. Okay, let's go. From Software's latest masterpiece, Elden Ring is predictably full of surprises. Every game from the acclaimed developers has at least a few tricks up its sleeve, but one early NPC in their latest effort absolutely takes the cake. As soon as you rock up to the title's first major dungeon, Stormview Castle, you'll encounter a shady-looking gatekeeper. Fortunately, though, he offers you a bit of advice. Use the tunnel to his right that the guards don't know about, or, alternatively, he can open the gate in front of you. The latter option is certain death by way of ballista strike, while the former allows you to sneak into the castle proper. Surely, after this though, you might start to realise that your runes, the currency you gain from killing enemies and get one chance to recover if you die, may not be acting right. For some reason, the runes you retrieve after dying are fewer than those you died with. In some cases, meaning that you can still lose them all even if you're retrieving them, should you encounter a tough boss that requires a few retries. This isn't a glitch or some kind of debuff though, but actually the gatekeeper himself sneaking in every time you die to take a cut of the runes for himself. Nothing in the game suggests this though, and you'll only notice should you search online to figure out why the hell this is happening, and then promptly go up to him and put a dagger in his back. So, that's our list. I want to see what you guys think down in the comments below. What do you think about these video game tricks, and are there any neat ones I missed off here? While you're down there as well, could you please give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. Even if you don't though, I've been Josh. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.